Hi, Glenridge community. This is Sharon, and today I want to share on God as an abundant God and Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I've been meditating on John 15 so much lately. I can't seem to move from this away from this text. I'm just there's so much to glean from the scripture. So John 15:5-8 says, "I am the vine; you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." What fruit is in your life? Have you allowed Jesus to lead you through the challenging seasons when the pruning is painful? When you're in a challenging situation, do you yield to the hand of God that is pruning you for greater growth and fruitfulness? The only way to get through these challenging times is to remain in Him. Prioritize time with Jesus and worship Him. Lift your gaze off the circumstances and focus on Jesus. Abide in Him. Then you will yield much fruit, good fruit that will last. Recently, I've been through a challenging time and God asked me, "Do you really trust me in this area? Do you really believe that I'm your provider, Jehovah Jireh? Or is it just something you say, then live in fear and lack of trust?" So I decided to trust Him and remain focused on Him as my provider. I also started to make declarations of abundance and fruitfulness and postured my heart in expectancy for Him to move powerfully. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." Peace entered my heart again, and I experienced this shalom. Lulu and I wanted to go away on an adventure, so we asked God for provision for that. And I got a call from a friend soon afterwards who said she had just felt to bless us for a fun weekend away, possibly to see some wild animals. The true joy we experienced was through recognizing that God heard our prayers as our eyes remained fixed on Him. I'm so grateful to God. We've been blessed in so many ways this month, and I've seen an abundance in His provision for Lulu and I. If He can do it for us, He will do it for you. Shift your gaze off your circumstances and remain in Him. Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Psalm 37 verse 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart."